Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, that's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
Everyone, and thank you so much for joining me here on Raising Vibration Radio. And of course, I'm your host, Reverend Raven, and we have a fun field pack night for you. I'm so looking forward to our special guest tonight, Kelly Joe, intuitive psychic medium. And I believe you say her last name, Monahan, but you know how I am with last names, so we will let her pronounce it. We're looking forward to having her on at 8:30. And all of you that were here on Blog Talk that follow me over to do the, you know, when I give you the special number to call in, you guys will be first to talk to her after I do a quick interview with her. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about her right now. And then we're going to go into our gratitude, and we're going to talk about this full moon that we're having tonight. Yes, the snow moon. So I just want to share with you guys all kinds of excitement. So I do know the numbers of the people that have called in here. You guys will be the first ones to talk to her. I promise, promise, promise. And I thank you guys so much for joining me in. But let me tell you, first of all, let me just give a little gratitude here first, where gratitude is due. The reason we have Kelly Jo on here is because of our last guest that we had on the show, which you guys remember, Dorothy Holder from the hit show Energy Therapies, who does multiple shows and is all over Google, you know, YouTube and stuff. Dorothy has been kind enough to present me with gifts of guests. And so I got to meet the lovely Kelly Jo, who I know you guys are going to enjoy her energy. She's just beautiful. I love talking to her. She's amazing, and the things that she can do for you. So I'm so looking forward to having her on. And I can't wait for you guys to experience her like I've got to experience her. I mean, she's totally amazing. So I got to give gratitude where gratitude is due to Dorothy Holder. So thank you, Dorothy. And I got to thank my good friend Jenny Satori for helping me out this evening. Such a beautiful soul who gives of her time to help out whenever somebody needs it. I tell you, when you have friends like that in your life, you are truly blessed. You are the richest person of the universe because you get friends that conspire to support and uplift you all the time, and you should feel that amazing energy. So anyway, I got your numbers down here. You guys will be first on the next, you know, when I bring her in at 8:30. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Kelly Jo before I interview her here. So Kelly Jo has been practicing psychic medium, interpreter, clairvoyant, tarot reader, dream interpreter, house blessing, clearings, finding lost people, pets, and objects. And she's been doing this for over 27 years. She's helped out with the police. She's been on TV, radio, film, She's helped out the local West Palm Beach, Florida, Channel 57 and Channel 5 News. She assisted in an archaeology dig assignment in Mesa, Arizona, in a missing persons case in Pompano Beach, Florida and Massachusetts. And she's been in paranormal movie trailers and for commercial promotion. So again, we are so lucky to have her here, and we will be she's going to be joining us at 8:30 over at raisingvibrationradio.com. And if you're going to be joining us by phone, I'm going to, about 10 minutes before this ends at 8:30, I will be giving you the phone number and the code for you to get in. And then I have your guys' number here. You guys will be the first ones to get a reading from Kelly tonight. So with that said, and I'm going to ask her a few questions before we jump into those readings, let me go into talking about the full moon, the Virgo full moon that we're experiencing right now, the snow moon. And this is pretty spectacular what we're experiencing today, because we don't have a snow moon but every 19 years. What did I say? Yeah, 19 years. Listen to this. You heard of a blue moon and you've heard of a blood moon, but have you ever heard of a snow moon? If you haven't, you'll get the chance to see one of North America's night skies on Monday. That's tonight. Yay! Since the lunar cycle is about 29 days long, February has no full moon once almost every 19 years. This year, the snow moon will be visible at 1:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Monday and maintain its full appearance into the night. So you guys can like walk out, especially if you're in Eastern Standard Time right now. You know, it is dark here. You can go step out there and look, and you will see that snow moon. It is called snow moon because of each full moon has a different name for the month it falls in. For February, it's the snow moon, since the second moon of the year typically sees the highest snow average. January gives it a close competition. Moon names trace all the way back to Native American in the northern and eastern U.S. According to the Farmer's Almanac, tribes made full moon names in order to help track the seasons and make each moon unique. Another nickname for the full moon was Hunger Moon. Tribes coined that name from the brutal weather conditions that made hunting near impossible, says Moon Connection. Bone moon was also used since there was a shortage of food and people that they just gnawed on bones and they ate bone marrow soup. They would put the bones in the broth and that's pretty much what they ate until they were able to get out there to hunt again. And this is a Virgo full moon, right? Yay. Love it. This is, this month right now, February 22nd, so we're looking at a 22-day vibration, which is Master Energy, and this is 11 universal months. You add 2 to 2016, right? So you get 11. And having both master numbers 11 and 22 activate at once in Virgo moon and the Pisces sun creates a major emphasis on healing. Risking it all by listening to your inner voice and taking the message of manifestation seriously on a daily basis right now. You know, if you have not let go of some of that stuff that I've been telling you that you need to let go of because you don't want to repeat it for the next 9 years, you need to do it tonight. This is when you're gonna take action. You're going to do your full moon ceremony. You're going to write down those things that no longer serve you. They're not for your best and highest good. You know what it is. You know what you need to write down. And then you're going to do your full moon ceremony. And you're going to release it to the ethers of the universe. With Sun and Neptune in Pisces and Moon and Jupiter in Virgo, the question is, what is my abundance dream? Right? You need to be talking to yourself. Fire up to the call of abundance. Mercury, ruler of Virgo, is conjunct with Venus, planet of beauty, plenty, luxury, love, and money. Now that's exciting. You're thinking, exploring, feeling out how to manifest your abundance dream. You know, this is the time you're going to jump in. You're going to meditate. You're going to ask yourself what you want. You're going to release those things that don't want. And tonight, full moon, you asked for it. You asked for what you want to meditate in that full moon ceremony. And then I got some couple of other things here for you on the Virgo moon. Full moon in Virgo, February 22nd. I have posted this on our Facebook page. If you've not liked our Facebook page, you should go and do that. You go to www.facebook.com/raisingvibrationsradio so that you can keep abreast when I do post a good news story or I put a quote on there or something that's, you know, useful or meaningful to anybody, and you can share it with them. So here we go. Grandmother Moon in all her fullness comes glowing forth on February 22nd at the axis of Virgo, the Virgin, and Pisces, the Dreamer. She brings illumination and heralds a sweet surrender to what is, the perfection, the imperfection, a shift in perception. Here are the Mystic Mama Astral Insights from our beloved circle featured astrologers and guiding lights. First from the deep, wonderful Sarah Varkas. So the moon is full in Virgo. This is Sarah at 6:20 p.m. UT. Okay, that's universal time. On the 22nd of February, according as Jupiter retrogrades across the solar eclipse degrees from 13th September 2015, this moon illuminates in fullness events of the past 5 months. Their complex tapestry woven through our lives in ways that may have been hidden up to now. So this moon is going to bring everything into visibility to you right now. Life in all of its often hectic confusion can sometimes feel like a million individual plates we must keep spinning simultaneously or risk unbounded chaos. When in fact it's a desperate part or simply many faces of the one that animates our being. We are one life, all of us. What happens outside and around us occurs also within and through us. The notion that things happen to us and we must respond is a distorted reflection of being. Instead, it is we who happen to life in all our glory, creating the world as we go. We may feel great resistance to the message of this moon, for she places vast responsibility at our feet, which could feel like blame if we're not too careful. Her light illuminates our role in every moment of our lives, the creative power we bring to every breath and each event. She sees no victims, no fate, not a single moment of bad luck or good fortune, only ourselves as whirlwinds of light and dark energy. And here, oh my goodness, that's my guest calling in. Give me just a second so I can have a little chit chat with her and I'll be right back. I don't want her to think that we are going anywhere. So give me, I'm going to play a quick song here. Yeah, I did.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. A new life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good. Fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know?
Hello, hello.
Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me.
From that short little break there, and that was the guest, and she was like, I'm waiting for a phone call, and so I had to let her know that we are going to be doing the number here in just a minute. In fact, I do have the number for you guys to go ahead and call in. I will be joining you there at 8:30. It is area code 631-353-4342, and then you've got to enter a code 77307. Again, I'm going to repeat that number, and I will repeat it at the end of this broadcast. 631 area code 353-4342, and you're going to have to enter the code 77307, and that will bring you into the room, and you will be first to talk, because you've been so patiently waiting to be, you know, to speak to Kelly Jo. And I'm really so thankful for all of you guys for sticking out with me and staying in here and being a part of the program. I've even listed the number in the chat room. If you do want a reading from Kelly Jo, she will be joining me at 8:30 over on raisingvibrationradio.com. And there is the phone number, or you can do it via computer. You know, just be sure to hit microphone, be able to, the microphone option when you go to that link. You know, go to www.raisingvibrationradio.com, go to live radio, click on the show date of the 22nd. You'll see a big blue button that says join Reverend Raven, and it'll take you right into the studio. And be sure to open up your microphone so that I can see that you want to have a question for the lovely Kelly Jo. So back to what I was doing here before we got interrupted, and she is waiting for a phone call right now for that lovely number. I was telling you about the Virgo moon that I had up here. So we were all one life, all of us, and what happens outside and around us occurs also within and through us. The notion that things happen to us and we must respond is a distorted reflection of being. Instead, if we who happen to life in all of our glory, creating the world as we go. We may feel great resistance to the message of the moon, for she places vast responsibility at our feet, which could feel like blame if we're not careful. Her light illuminates our role in every moment of our lives, the creative power we bring to every breath and every event. She sees no victims, no fate, not a single moment of bad luck or good fortune, only of ourselves as a whirlwind of light and dark, energy and entropy, action and reaction, movement and rest. She reminds us we are shaped from the very stuff of the stars, formed from the building blocks of the universe, born of infinity and eternity, boundless persistence and sacred source. She asks that we let go of the tiny mind which traps us in me and you and good and bad, unluckily and favored, and the mirrored ways we reduce the vast spectacle of infinitude into a manageable equation to quell at our fear. My phone is acting weird all of a sudden. How about that, people? We love that. It just restarted itself. There's some good energy going on in here. I need to repeat the number. It is the code is 77307 for you guys listening for the number. Let me repeat it again because I transpire numbers all the time. That is just one of my little lucky quirks that I have in life here. So the number that I put in here, if you're calling in, is 631-353-4342, and the code is 77307. Okay? Let me just make sure that that's right again here. 77307. So you do need that 5-digit code to press in if you're going to call in by phone. But like I said, you can go to www.raisingvibrationradio.com, go to live radio, click that big blue button that says join Reverend Raven, and remember to do listen and speak mode. Use your microphone so that you can call in and talk to Kelly Jo tonight. All right. And so I'm going to go back here to my full moon thing here and let's see here. So every time I interrupt myself like this, I'm like, oh no, where did I go? And that's just my support tonight, right? I'm crazy. Okay. So if, however, we open our hearts to the cooling rain or warming sun, the subtle movement of the seasons, who in following their own nature remind us of how to follow ours, we will find support from Mother Earth herself. For as she hurtles through this void without hesitation or debris, she is our greatest source of strength, playing her vital role in conscious evolution while listening, willing us to do the same. So, all right. So that's one of the things. And thank you, Jenny. So this beautiful moon reminds us that the essence and beyond it all, we are simply a force of nature, like the tides and the wind, hot larva and the burning sun. But in all things, the human instinct is to tame and control, exploit and oppress. We do this to ourselves and each other, fearing out our raw power, overwhelming emotions, lust, rage, love, and fear. We objectively first disconnect from our collective heritage and then judge, shape, and control. Be it our own feelings, other people, or Mother Nature, nothing is safe from use and abuse when we withdraw our own energy from it, perceiving it as other than ourselves. This Virgo full moon urges reversal of this trend, to look first within and then without, to see how we have divided and disenfranchised so many expressions of the sacred source. There are challenging times, and we must find new and innovative ways to navigate its often choppy waters. But they are also times of rebirth and renewal, deep wisdom, transformational insight, and life potential anew. This moon comes to remind us we are never alone, never cast out from the divine source of all things everywhere. We merely believe ourselves to be in one mighty misrepresentation, which is rigorously challenged by the light of this Virgo moon. So that was Sarah Varkas's take on this full moon. And again, I have posted this on our Facebook page, Raising Vibration Radio Facebook page, so you can get what the rest of them have to say. And then I pulled up one more thing, full moon in Virgo, striving to be more productive and healthy. So we are having a full moon in Virgo tonight, of course, and full moons are a time when we can feel a push and pull of the energy of two opposing signs. In this case, it's polarity of Virgo and Pisces. the themes build up in 2 weeks leading up to it and then resolve themselves in the 2 weeks following by facilitating change and or some sort of release. The actual days of the full moon are generally the most lively and emotional charged periods of this process. During these next 2 weeks, we are also leading up to a total solar eclipse. Oh, I love that song, Total Eclipse of the Heart. You guys remember that? Well, anyway, so which will occur on March 8th/9th in Pisces. So it's March 8th if you're here in the Americas, and it's March 9th everywhere else. And this represents powerful change, a new beginning that could have begun as early as 6 weeks before and developed during the following 6 months. So much of what's transpired in our lives these coming weeks will play an important role in the buildup of the specific eclipses. So full moon in Virgo opposite Sun and Neptune in Pisces, the moon rules of our emotional and our security needs. And in Virgo, these needs will be centered around our work/duties, health and lifestyle and routines. Virgo is about being organized, methodical, clean, and aiming for perfectionism and harmony through efficiency. The sun rules our ego needs, and in Pisces, they are oriented around our imagination, creativity, and spiritual aspirations. However, in its shadow, the sign is also associated with escapism and avoiding mundane reality and duties. So the sun is also aligned with Neptune, which amplifies the already existent Piscean effect. With these two energies in opposition to each other, we need to strike a balance between our ego wanting to let loose a bit and perhaps escape the mundane, and our security needs involving being on top of our health, our routine, and our work. If you've been avoiding our duties, then this period can facilitate circumstances to help you get back on track. Right? You made those New Year's resolutions. Right now is the time to get back on track with that. So Mercury sextile Saturn, Jupiter conjunction North Node and opposite Chiron. Jupiter and the traditional ruler of Pisces is Virgo conjunct the North Node and opposite of Chiron or whatever they say in Pisces with the South Node. This strongly reinforces the themes mentioned above, except this specific aspect is long-term and more about working towards our future goals by healing patterns of escape and or inadequacy. These patterns could be related to past wounds and unintentional programming of the subconscious. The Virgo's full moon ruler is Mercury, which is applying harmonious aspect with Saturn. Yay! This provides assistance to help us to be mentally diligent to assist in our workloads. This also is an excellent aspect for any kind of learning and shaping our ideas and perspectives in a positive and realistic way. So, things to do for this full moon. What patterns and old wounds are in the way of achieving efficiency and higher productivity? What type of things could be doing to maximize and effectiveness? What types of changes do you need to make for your lifestyle to help you fulfill your potential? Are you as healthy as you should be? You know, ask yourself these questions and do whatever you have to do. But this is the time to jump on that bandwagon, write down your list, things that you're letting go and things you want to manifest this night. So, and with that said, I am going to end the show here on Blog Talk, and I will meet you on the other side. And let me repeat that number again. If you're going to go and have a speak with Kelly Jo, you're going to go to this phone number. You're going to go to area code 631-353-4342, and you're going to enter the code 77307. Again, 631-353-4342. Enter code 77307. I'll meet you there. I know who called in over here. You guys will be first, and we'll go from there. Thanks, and we'll see you on the other side.